وما كانت من المخسيات من عندنا شلاتا تكشور النيلي تامين التسمى يشري بلدنا
نكرش يماني سلبتو Vishnuna Papa Vishnuna. When Bali Maharaj was thus arrested by Lord Vishnu, who is the most powerful, there was a great roar of lamentation in all directions throughout the upper and lower planetary systems of the universe. Text 28. O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, then spoke to Bali Maharaj, the most liberal and celebrated personality whom he had arrested with the ropes of Varuna. Bali Maharaj had lost all bodily luster, but he was nonetheless fixed on his determination. In the previous verse, Vamandev is described as Prabha Vishnu. It means powerful Vishnu. Prabha Vishnu. Actually, there's no need to say Prabha Vishnu, because Vishnu means he is all powerful. But sometimes we may say, just like, what was that saying that someone was talking about a poor Brahmana? And then someone, there's no need to say poor Brahmana, because every Brahmana is poor. And then there was, and they're saying that the false-speaking lawyer. He said, there's no need to say false-speaking lawyer, because every lawyer is false-speaking. And you're saying the drunken journalist. There's no need to say drunken journalist. All the journalists are drunks. So, in the same way, that's a little mundane example, but Prabha Vishnu means the powerful Lord Vishnu. No, that's already understood, but just to emphasize this quality, just like sometimes we see their name, Dayal Nitai. Nitai means he's merciful, but sometimes the name is given Dayal Nitai, or Krishna, Shama Sundar. He's blackish, Shama. And it's understood that he is, because he's Krishna, he is Sundar, he's beautiful. But anyway, that name is Sundar Gopal, he's beautiful cowherd boy. So like that, sometimes some adjective is given also, just to emphasize some quality. In this particular instance, the quality of Vamandev as the most powerful is being emphasized, because he appeared as a little innocent, nice little boy, but he actually turned out to be the most powerful personality of Godhead. In this verse, Bali Maharaj is described as Nashta Shriyam. He has lost all his bodily luster. You can imagine that before he had everything taken away from him, he was glowing. He was on top of the world, literally. He had controlled the universe. Everyone was praying, was praising him. He was victorious in battle. So he was glowing with bodily luster, confidence that, and now no one can touch me, no one can do anything to me. I'm on top of everything. All the The prayer to Lord Vishnu is that no one can understand his limits. He is praised by both the demons and the demigods. Therefore, we offer our respects to him. So Bali Maharaj was apparently in that position, that there was no limit to his opulence, and both the demons and the demigods were the demigods by force, and the demons, because they were his followers, they were praising him. So he was glowing with bodily luster. We see in this world someone, whoever will win this election in India upcoming, they will be glowing with bodily luster. They will be glowing with happiness. And whoever loses, just like I heard this Karta, he was already president, then he was campaigning to become the president again, but he got smashed, I think, in the biggest debacle in American presidential history. Who is it came in after Karta? Who is it? Reagan, was it? I don't know. Huh? Who is next? You're in America. Huh? Was it Reagan? Reagan absolutely smashed him. So it's described that he was going everywhere and smiling and waving. Inside he was full of anxiety. But then when the results came in, he was flying in his plane with his wife and they just broke down in tears. Before he was the president of America, on top of the world, and then he was just back to being Jimmy the peanut farmer. Ex-president. So he lost all his bodily muscle. Just like Bali Maharaj. Whoever, now they have Miss World competition, Miss Surat, I guess, Miss Gautri Road. They'll be having the competition. All the Kamwalis, there are all the tribal girls out there, they'll all be dressing themselves up for some beauty contest. You know, who's the beauty of the only ugly girl there? So whoever wins, they become full of bodily lust. So Bali Maharaj thought, there's no one more powerful than me. There's no one more powerful nor happy than me. Idamadya maya labdham is the qualification of the demon. Of course, Bali Maharaj is not a demon, but he's feeling like that. Now I'm top of the world, full of bodily lust. Then Bali Maharaj came to show him that you are thinking that you are the most powerful, but you're not. I'm the most powerful, even if I come in the form of a little Brahmin boy. So sweet, so nice. Actually, he is Prabhu Vishnu. He is full of all power, and therefore he took everything away from Bali Maharaj, who then became Nashtasriyam. The opulences of the Supreme Lord, that is indestructible. He's always glowing with energy. We see here speaking about Bali Maharaj lost his bodily luster. Everyone loses their bodily luster, whether they're king of the world or beauty queen or whatever luster they have. At the time of death, the body loses all luster. The body, even the most depressed, aged, crippled, old person, there's still some luster in the body as long as they're alive, because the nature of the soul is to be lustrous. But as soon as the body leaves, and as soon as the soul leaves the body, then all luster is gone. So everyone loses their luster. But Lord Vishnu, he is always full of luster. Siddha nirasta kuhakam satyam param bhimahi. Nirasta kuhakam. His opulences, they're never to be destroyed. And similarly, as Lord Kapiladev describes, the opulences of my devotees, they are never to be destroyed. So Bali Maharaj, it was inevitable that at some point he must lose his luster. That is the position of the material world, that sometimes you're the king, sometimes you're the worm in stool. Kabu Raja, Kabu Praja, Kabu Kita Khudra, as Jagadananda says. Sometimes you're a king, sometimes you're an ordinary citizen, sometimes you're a worm in stool, sometimes you're most insignificant. That is the nature of this material world. But Bali Vamandev is full of eternal luster. His luster is so great that it Jyoti Sama Pitaj Jyotish Tamasam Paramuchyate. That luster is described in the Bhagavad Gita. The luster of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It lights up. It is the light of all lights. And it lights up the darkness. You see, Krishna, when he was stealing butter, he would go in the dark storerooms. So the gopis were saying to Mother Yashoda, you should take off his jewels, because it's lighting. The jewels, they possess natural light. So if he goes in the storeroom, and he can see in the dark, he can take off the jewels. So take off the jewels. But then others were saying, no use to take off his jewels, because his own body is lighting up everything. And that's a fact. He is the source of all light in all luminaries. The Brahma Jyoti, we see the sun, what is that? That the sun is lighting up the whole universe, but the sun takes light from the Brahma Jyoti. And that's why the sky is blue, you can tell our scientists, because it reflects the blueness of Krishna's body. It is the reflection of the Brahma Jyoti, which has a bluish tinge. So Krishna is the light of all lights, and he never loses his luster. Whereas someone in this material world, they must lose their position, whatever you may be. But here we see that Vamandev took away all the opulences of Bali Maharaj, but he gave him the eternal opulence of devotion to him, more than he can imagine. Bali Maharaj lost all his bodily luster because he was smashed. He lost everything. But actually, by losing everything, he gained everything. On hearing this narration, the materialists, they may say, then why worship Krishna? Now, I've heard this before. People, they say, worship Shiva during your life. Worship Shambhu and Nataji, Durga, because during life you want to enjoy, so you'll get some material benefit. Then at the end of life, when you're just about to expire, then you worship Krishna for liberation. It's a good problem. Enjoy now and get all the benefit later. What is this? It's like there's that saying in Gujarati. Eat, live in Surat and eat nicely and then go to Kashi and die. Something like that.
Surat no chaman, Kashi
no eat in Surat and die at Kashi. When you get total indigestion and breakdown of your system from eating so much, then go to Kashi and die. And you'll go, then you'll get mukti. So this is a materialist idea. Of course, it doesn't work out like that because the nature of sense gratification is that you become addicted and blind. Hashyanapi na pashyati. You don't see that you're going to die even if it's right in front of you, and you try to enjoy right up to the last moment of death. So that they'll be bringing in a plate of, what's that food you're saying? So Surat is famous for different kinds of food. There's different kinds of sweets covered in. That's, what is that? It's already boiled down milk with sugar and it's covered in a coat of thick ghee. And I can't imagine anything more opulent than that. So you'll still be desiring. Prabhupada said that. If you desire even to eat one sweet ball, then you can't go back to Godhead. So you may think, well, what to do? How can I go back to Godhead? Because I still desire to eat sweet ball. So the answer is, offer it to Krishna. Then you can desire to eat prasadam. Then you can go back to Godhead. So anyway, the material desires continue up to the moment of death. They won't go away. Therefore, if the Lord takes away all our material possessions and awards us devotion to Him, that is His greatest gift. But materialistic people, they won't understand. They're praying, dhanam dehi, yasham dehi, rupavati bhaya dehi, give me money, give me fame, give me a beautiful wife. And those who worship Krishna, yadyaham anugrihnami harishe taddanam shanai. Krishna says that if I want to show mercy to someone, I take everything away from them gradually. They take away all their money. Dharayamai karayash, tare kari sarvanash in Bengali. That's translated. Whoever I'm merciful to, I destroy them. That's translation, rough translation of this verse. So this is the position with Bali Maharaj. Everything was taken away. We can imagine, you see, he doesn't know. He's not sitting here reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. He's on the spot. He doesn't know what's going to happen. You can imagine, his mind is spinning. At one second, he was king of all the universe. Then all of a sudden, a nice Brahmin boy came and he thought, how auspicious. This boy is so lustrous that he's lighting up all the directions. He's a great personality. He's come to my sacrifice. The sacrifice cannot be complete without very powerful Brahmanas. You have to, however you organize your sacrifice, the most result will come from the blessings of the Brahmanas. That's why you see when big personalities like Yudhishthira Maharaj, they arrange sacrifices, then they would call sages from all over the universe who by their presence would sanctify the sacrifice and make it more powerful. So when Vamandev came, no one could recognize who he was. They all speculated in different ways. Maybe this is Agni or Surya, even though his bodily luster is even brighter than the sun. They didn't know who he was. Some people suspected maybe Vishnu. So he was thinking that I'm already conquering the universe and I'm performing these sacrifices which to solidify the position. The kings would perform sacrifices. One reason was to get the blessings of God and the demigods and the brahmanas to solidify them in their position, because they're always enemies trying to take away their position. That's politics. Just like he took away Indra's position. So he was thinking, oh, now this Brahmin boy has come and he's so lustrous. He's obviously a very great personality. And what better thing could there be for my sacrifice? And then he was already on top of the world, and this was an unexpected blessing for him. But it turned out just the opposite, that instead of solidifying and reinforcing his position, he lost his position completely. And instead of everyone praising him and looking up to him, he was humiliated. So you can imagine his mind was racing. What's going on? Anyone who's had that experience, that all of a sudden people just attack you and slander you and say things to you, then here we see Sthira Pragya. Nali Maharaj is called Sthira Pragya. His mind is fixed. It's very difficult to be like that. That someone is all of a sudden you're under attack and then people are slandering you. You don't know why and then your head is spinning. It's a great, very stressful thing. So Nali Maharaj, he lost all his opulence. And he's wondering what's going on. I wanted to serve and do something nice to this Brahmin boy. I didn't do anything bad to him. He's a Brahmana. You would expect that he'd be well behaved with me. He's not supposed to be greedy. And all of a sudden he just completely destroyed me for no apparent reason. So Bali Maharaj's head may have been spinning, but he was Sthira Pragya. Or Sthira Pragya. Two things may be said. He was fixed in his determination that I will serve Vishnu. I don't understand why. Why has Lord Vishnu done this to me? All my life I've simply been meditating on him and thinking how to serve him, and now I served him to the best of my capacity. But he simply put me in this position of humiliation. So he couldn't understand why, but still he was fixed in his determination. Whatever he does, whatever may happen to me, however people may slander me, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to give up my service to Lord Vishnu. Even if he makes it so difficult for me, even if he doesn't behave properly towards me, I'm not going to give up my service to him. So this is the position of a great devotee. Madhavendra Puri also said the same thing. That Madhavendra Puri said that others may slander me, accuse me of being proud or immoral, and my family, friends and members may say I'm simply crazy. People may accuse me in so many ways. What can I do? But still, I'm not going to budge an inch in my determination to serve Govinda. And this is a lesson for all devotees, that here's the lesson for all devotees that definitely by the bhava pravaha, by the waves of material life, we're going to be put through so many difficulties. And it may seem that Krishna, he's not being very fair with us. We're just trying to serve him. But why so many difficulties are coming? But a devotee remembers these narrations of the Pandavas, Bali Maharaj, Parad Maharaj, and simply goes on with his service. And we may think that, I wish all these difficulties were over, but actually that is the great mercy of the Supreme Lord, that he puts his devotees in difficulties, because service in difficulty, when you simply have to call out, Krishna, Krishna, please help me. There's nothing sweeter than that. There's nothing that brings us closer to Krishna than this. When despite everything, we simply hold on to the mercy of Krishna. It's just like in an earthquake. You see, we all trust the earth, that when we put our foot down, that the earth will support us. But in an earthquake, you don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, the ground can open up underneath you at any moment. You can't take shelter of anything. So like that, we may be in some kind of earthquake or typhoon situation where we can't hold on to anything. We can't take shelter of anything. Even the earth underneath us, it won't support us. So in that situation, all we can do is call out to God, call out to Krishna as our only shelter. So the material world is like that. It may be that everyone abandons us, everyone accuses us, slanders us, blasphemes us. We have all the things that we take shelter and rely on, such as home, family, money, all these things. These are all asat-sainya. These are all fallible soldiers. There's nothing we can depend on in this material world. But a devotee knows that I can depend upon Krishna. And depending upon Krishna in that circumstance, when we have no one else and nothing else to depend on, that very quickly brings us to the position of pure devotional service. So that is the great mercy of the Supreme Lord, by which he takes everything away from a devotee, but gives him everything. Udara yashasam. This Vali Maharaj is described here as Udara Yashasam. His liberality is famous, celebrated as being most magnanimous. There are so many people in this world who they want to perpetuate their name. This is one kind of material desire. The people, let me do something so that I'll be remembered in future. That they want to become president of America or something like this, so they can be remembered in future. They think, my name shall be in the history book, even though they may be a rat in some sewer. Their soul may go to, but they're hoping that my future, my glories will be remembered in future. That in the history book they will read, President Clinton had sex with every woman he set his eyes on. But anyway, his name will be there. So that desire is there. A devotee doesn't desire any such thing, but Krishna gives such fame. There are so many kings whose names they're forgotten. There are many kings whose names are just in a big list of kings. No one knows anything about them. And there are other kings who are forgotten. So many people are forgotten. You'll see people sometimes, it's a very common thing, they become rich. And then they want to do something to perpetuate their name. They open a hospital or a trust or something so their name will be perpetuated. Just like in Bombay we have the S. Dada Gurukul building. The bust of the man is there, but that body is gone. But his bust remains. So his name is perpetuated. Some charitable activity to perpetuate the name. But Bali Maharaj, his name is perpetuated eternally for his act of complete surrender to Krishna. So Krishna took everything away from Bali Maharaj, then even materially gave him more than he took away by putting him through this test. Now I've taken everything away from you. Your name, your fame, your money, your followers. Now what? Now what are you going to do? Commit suicide? Go to a psychologist? What should you do? Take shelter of Krishna. Is what he did. And then, he passed the test. All right, take Sutala Panita. Take next time. You will become Indra. And then after that, go back to God and your fame will be broadcast forever, along with that of Vamandev. Vamandev, you cannot think of Vamandev without thinking of Bali Maharaj. You just see how kind the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. There is no limit to his kindness. Prabhupada used to say that his father used to say that if you have two hands and God has ten hands, so if God wants to take everything away from you, how can you resist? And if he wants to give you, how much you can take? You cannot take even all the mercy that he